I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. In India, when women lose their husbands, they have few options open to them, especially when they have a family. For several years now, India Partners has provided women with free tailoring classes. And Donna Glass of India Partners says,
they have this chance to not only transform the financial capabilities of their family, but they have a chance to transform their whole lives and the lives of their family too, because if the woman decides to start coming to church, which many of them do, that always influences the whole family.
India Partners is about to open a school specifically for women who are HIV positive. It's a group of people feared by society. And Glass says to have someone show them the love of Christ makes an incredible impact. Would you pray for these women as school begins? And even in communities that have been saturated with the gospel, there are individuals in the shadows who've still not heard about Christ. Women of Hope International works with women with disabilities in Sierra Leone. CEO Kim Carbo says in many developing nations, these women are treated as outcasts. And while most ministries focus on helping them find economic empowerment, Carbo says,
what we do is really start much lower than that and begin to talk to people and educate people on their value. And as the women themselves have begun to change the way they think about themselves and who they are and what their potential is, they begin to act differently.
And as much as these women need help, they also need to know they can be a blessing to others. Get the details on these stories at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. This month, Bibles for the World is offering the free book called The Dime That Lasted Forever by Rochunga Padi. Sometimes we just need the tales of the impossible to be reminded of the adventures that build our faith. Get your copy when you click on the banner at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.